sets them better, certainly, to try and get out and establish themselves early. They're a team that really kind of thrives on keeping the ball in play and not making mistakes. And that's kind of the whole regard for any match that you're playing in. And Coach Bill coming in here with the chance to have several players back, including the MVP of the league last year, 5 of 6 starters back for Coach Kristen Forseth, and looking forward to coming back into the conference and trying to defend Southwest Conference title. It was won 1 year ago by Dodgeville. Hornets will try to play spoilers, and we're just ahead of the first serve time, the introduction of the players right around the bend. We'll have more coming up from Dodgeville High School after these words from our WRCO Sports Boosters on WRCO, FM 100.9 in Richland Center, and WRCO.com.
There are more savings under the sun at Simpson's Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Richland Center. Through September 30th, get special offers on New Holland hay tools and spreaders, along with tractors. You face enough challenges to harvest a quality crop, you can count on New Holland and Simpson's Tractor for the equipment and service. The team at Simpson's Tractor will be ready when you and your crops are. Don't miss more savings under the sun with New Holland at Simpson's Tractor, Richland Center, through September 30th.
Thinking about new window treatments for your home? Or how about a cordless upgrade to your current cellular pleated or wood blinds for a sleeker look? Stop in at Bailey Paint and Decorating today. Talk to Steve, Bailey's blind man. Steve will handle all the measuring and installation to take the stress out of fitting new blinds. Give your home a fresh new look with new window treatments and professional installation from Bailey Paint and Decorating on Court Street, downtown Richland Center.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body, located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
Hi, my name is Brandy Anderson, Richland County Health Officer. 90% of adults with substance use disorders started before age 18. The brain continues to develop until 25, so early substance use dramatically increases risk for addiction. Support young people in your life to make one choice not to use any substances for their health and for their best sports performance. Let's make prevention a priority. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
WCCU Credit Union is your one stop for your home, your car, your checkbook, and all your other needs. For some of the best services, great rates, and low fees under one roof, come to WCCU Credit Union in Westby, Viroqua, Richland Center, Cashton, Reedsburg, Lake Delton, Baraboo, and Coon Valley. Or visit them online at WCCUCreditUnion.coop. Member NCUA.
Helping you feel a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
For generations, the Cairns family has been rooted in Richland County as small business owners. At Julie Cairns State Farm, you will find a local, dedicated team that leads with honest intentions to properly protect you. Yes, saving money is important, yet so is doing business with local professionals that will be there when you need them. We're here to participate in your lives, in our community's growth, and in helping create opportunities to make positive changes. Yes, you can save money, and yes, we will offer you remarkable service. Yet most importantly, our core values will make you proud to do business with us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Cairns State Farm is there.
Here are the starting lineups for the folks that have gathered here. We'll share them with you on the radio as well. First of all, for the visiting Richland Center Hornets, starting number 9, Soleil Ewing. She is a senior. Number 10, Ella Weiss. She is a sophomore. Number 12 is Lily Kidrick, a senior. Number 14, the libero player Carly Meaden, a senior. Number 15, center Chloe Darling, she is a senior. Ava Cosgrove, a senior, number 21. And number 23, Danica Pauls, who is a junior. Those are the Hornets. Here are the host, Dodgeville Lady Dodgers tonight. Number 2, senior Ava Garthwaite. Number 3, Olivia Forsythe, a senior. Number 5, Riley Forsythe, a senior. Lily Weigel, a senior. Number 9, Kayla Nash, a junior, number 11, and Kayla Brom, who is a senior. Libero player is Vanessa James. Those are the starters for tonight's contest. Right around the bend, we have volleyball on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Wagner Auto Service is proud to be your hometown family-owned towing business. If it needs a tow, they can handle it no matter the size. You always receive professional 24-hour towing with reasonable rates from Wagner Auto Service. They do it all at Wagner Auto Body with qualified mechanics and auto body work as well. Remember, Wagner Towing and Auto is available 24/7. If you need it hauled, rely on the service you can trust from Wagner Auto. Call 647-3443.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hill Point. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hill Point, 986-4300.
First serve of the ball game, Carly Meaden with the ace. And we are underway as the Richland Center Hornets take a 1-0 lead here. The next serve, hold to the near side. Dodgeville brings it back to the middle of the court. And now we'll get it over on the hit by Riley Forsythe. Hornets respond. Ball to the near side, pushed over by Paul. And now Dodgeville again works it on to the left side. Garthwaite bumps it over. Hornets set it near side, shot by Pauls, blocked by Dodgeville, back to the Hornets, pushed over now by Ewing. Dodgeville tries again. There's the set, shot down for Ava Garthwaite, and we are tied at one. Garthwaite got into it with the kill, and so Dodgeville will get the first serve of the night. Going back to do the honors, number two, Ava Garthwaite. 1-1 contest here early on, set number one. Underway just after 7 o'clock. Here's the serve by Garthwaite. That's an ace, and Dodgeville takes the lead. 2-1 on the ace serve by Ava Garthwaite. And now she will get back to do the honors again. There's the whistle and the serve. Line drive fielded by the Hornets. Good dig there by Ewing. Push back to the near side. Kidrick drops it over. Dodgeville pops it to the left side. Forsythe gets it back row. Hornets. There's Darling back to the middle. Shot over the top by Kendrick. Nice dig by Dodgeville. Kept live by Vanessa James. And they get it over. Hornets on the near side. There's the shot by Kendrick. Blocked off the body. And Dodgeville can't keep it alive. Out of bounds. Willie Kendrick putting up. Charge into one. And we are tied at two. Hornets will be back to serve. Danica Pauls will do the honors. Here's the approach. And a line drive near side. That one is going to miss out of bounds. So a point back to Dodgeville, and they lead it by a score of 3-2. Serving will be the libero player for the Dodgers, Vanessa James. Here's her serve. That's a net serve. It gives a point right back to the Hornets. So each team with a service error, and we are even at three. Back to serve for the Hornets will be number 15, Chloe Darling. Chloe gets the whistle. And here's her left-handed serve. Fielded by James. Passes it to middle. Forsythe sets it to the right side. Shot over the top that side by Riley Forsythe. Push to the left side. Hornets get it over on the hit by Ewing. Now to the back row. James with the attack. Shot over the top. Touched there by Darling. Kept live by Meaden. And the Hornets can't play to the back row. Diving effort there. And a good effort, but not to be. They couldn't get hit number three. And that makes it a 4-3 lead for the Dodgers. The Hornets. Now with Maddie Huber, front row, a senior, playing on the left. Here's a serve by Dodgeville. Dug by Meaden. Pushed back by Paul. Shot over the top by Ewing. There's going to be a whistle, and a Dodgeville player is across the line for the Hornets. Garner a point. That makes it 4-4. Ball goes back to the back. Here goes the serve by Kidrick. Fielded now by Forsythe. Pass to the left side. Shot over and down for Olivia Forsythe. Riley got a nice dig, and Olivia gets the kill. That makes it 5-4. Dodgeville, close match early on here. And the Hornets, Lillian Kidrick will serve. Fielded by Dodgeville. They'll pass it over on hit number two. pushed back by Ewing. Left side, Dodgeville tries again, bumping it over his foreside. Hornick gets the pass now, near side shot by Ewing. Got it through the block and down. Soleil Ewing gives the Hornets a lead. Oh, no, get that. Got the score on the wrong side, so it should be 6-4 Hornets. So a couple of nice shots. Didrick with the serve. Fielded by Forsythe. Left side, now the shot is over by Olivia Forsythe. Fielded by Meaden. Right side, Hornets can't get it over on hit number three. Falls with a valiant effort from the back row, but can't make it go, and the score is 6-5. Here goes the next serve by Dodgeville. That one is going to be played by Meade. Kept wide, pushed over by Pauls and company, and Weiss. Here goes Dodgeville again. They'll put a charge into one, and they get the kill. Ava Garthwaite ties it up at 6. Quick move of action here in the opener. Best of 5. Not many too many rule changes this year in high school volleyball. That ball, after it was charged and hit the floor, went all the way up into the upper level. If you're familiar with the new Dodgeville facility, there's a track that goes all the way around. And went, the ball went over the railing and onto the track in the second floor. Here's the serve. Service error for Dodgeville. And that gives a point right back to the Hornets, who lead it 7-6 here in the opener. Serving for Richland Center, Soleil Ewing. Hornets in serve mode, and Ewing pounds one to the right side. Dug by Ava Garthwaite. Now the pass to the left side, shot by Olivia Forsythe, tipped by the Hornets, and down it goes. So the Dodgers tied up 7-7. No one able to really get much of an advantage on the other one yet in this one. Both teams trying to get on a roll. Serving will be Caleb Rahm for Dodgeville. Serving for the first time. The approach, there's a serve, net serve. Hornets will get a ball back and a one-point lead. 8-7, side out Richland Center. Checking in for the Hornets, Ava Cosgrove. She will serve. Maddie Huber goes out. Cosgrove also with a left-handed serve, played by James. Ball tipped, blocked by Weiss. Down it goes, and the Hornets get a point. Well played by Ella Weiss, and that makes it a 9-7 Richland Center lead. Here goes the serve. And just a little bit long here for the Hornets on the serve. So that'll make it 9-8 Richland Center by a point. And Dodgeville will serve. Olivia Forsythe fires it from the right side. Dug back row by Meaden. Pass near side shot. Down the line that time by Pauls. Fielded by Dodgeville. They pass to Olivia Forsythe. She hits it long and out of bounds. And the Hornets lead by 2. 10-8 score. That means Carly Meaden will be back to serve. Meaden gets the whistle. Hornets by 2. 10-8. This one fielded near side by Garthwaite. Passes left side. Shot by Riley Forsythe. Nice dig by the Hornets. Kept live, Cosgrove right side, Ewing down the line, and got it in. Hornets with the first three-point lead of the night. 11-8 on a pinpoint shot down the line by Soleil Ewing. That makes it 11-8, Richland Center. Here comes Carly Meaden to the back row. She will serve. That's a net serve. Both teams with a number of service errors in its first set tonight. Early on in the season, everybody trying to get all of the mechanics down, and there are a lot of them in volleyball. Ava Garthwaite, nice line drive serve. Ewing with a dig, bumps it to the net, played by Cosgrove. Slapped over that time. Nice play by Walsh. Ball to the right side, driven over by Dodgeville, and Riley Forsythe got it in play. Nice play. Dodgeville kept it live, and all of a sudden they were within 1 point. So back to do the honors. It'll be the Dodgers, number 2, Ava Garthwaite, fires it back row. Ewing with a dig. There's Cosgrove getting the set. Hopped over by Pauls. Left side, Dodgeville knocks it over. Hornets work it near side. Punch to the middle, and a little bit long for Lily Tidrick as she shot the back line and missed. And we are tied at 11. Serving again will be Ava Garthwaite. Ava with a run-up. There's a line drive serve. Fielded by Meade. Ball left side, now shot attempt, down it goes for Tidrick. Lily Tidrick with the kill, up a nice step there. Charlie Meaton and Chloe Darling co-opting on that volley. That makes it 12-11. Total of three kills for Sola Ewing so far. Here's the serve. Nice dig by Dodge. She'll pass right side. Shot by Melson. Right side it goes for the Hawks. Back to the near side, and Ewing drives it over. Dodgeville tries again. The pass to the left side. Riley Forsythe drops it in. Hornets diving in the back row, trying to make the play, and could not. We are tied at 12. Even though it's only the first set, very important here. Trying to get a little momentum. Both sides. Hornets hanging in there with a younger squad than Dodgeville. Served by James. Free ball back by the Hornets. Push to the left side. Dodgeville tries again with a left shot by Forsythe. Ball free ball over by the Hornets. Push back block by Dodgeville. And now pushed over by Paul. Near side. Garth Blake goes. James back row. Drives it over. Hornets. Did they tip it as it went out of bounds? Evidently not. It'll be a point for Richland Center. And they go back up by a score of 13-12. Midway point of the opening set here in Dodgeville tonight. Now back. And with a left-handed serve, that is Chloe Darling, and that's an ace. The Hornets go up 14-12. Chloe Darling, well done. And for Richland Center, their second ace in the opening set. Chloe will try again. Looks, and now pulls this one to the left. Cut off there by Forsythe, back to the net, and pounded down by Lily Weigel gets the kill for Dodgeville. 14-13 now. Weigel with her first kill. Serving is Riley Forsythe. Fires it back row. Dug there by Mead. Kept live by Darling. Ewing blocked to the right side by Dodgeville. Out of bounds. Dodgeville cannot control the hit of Ewing. So that means it is a two-point lead again for Richland Center. 15-13 in the opener. Lily Tidrick with the approach. There's the serve. Left side. Just out of bounds. Ava Garthley decided at the last moment to let it go, and it sailed just a few feet long. Makes it 15-14. Dodgeville trying to tie it up. There's serve. Weigel pounds it back row. Dug by Meaden. Back to the right side. Shot by Ewing. Got it through the block, and down it goes. Hornets up by two. 16-14. Some good passing here. He's truly going in this one. Serve will belong to Sola Ewing. Ewing gets the whistle, and here's the serve. That went right to the floor. Nice play by Garthway. Pancake shape. Ball to the left side. Forsythe gets it over. Meaden, Darling, now Weiss drives it down, and the Hornets go up by three. 17-14. Ella Weiss gets the kill. Be her second. And now serving Ewing Senior back with a drive in the middle. Fielded by the Dodgers. They'll set it up. Shot is over and down by Garthway. 17-15. Garthway getting into the act. Had a total of two kills and an ace this evening. Now getting set to serve will be Dodgeville, number 15. Here's the serve by Melson. That one is going to go just a little bit long and out of bounds. So the Hornets now lead by three at 18-15. Serving for Richland Center, number 21, Ava Cosgrove. Dodgeville in serve receive ball. Cosgrove serves it. James with a dig. Passes to the net. Shot is over, and it is down by Ava Garthway. 18-16. Dodgeville pulls within two on the kill by Ava Garthwaite. And now Olivia Forsythe will do the honors. Grabs the ball, moves all the way to the left side. Here's the approach and the serve. Fielded by Meaton and the Hornets. Cosgrove saves it and driven over that time by Paul. Setting it left side. Dodgeville takes it down the line and got it in. Forsythe with some good accuracy. Pulled it down the line. The Hornets tipped it as well as it went down. 18-17 now. Here comes the serve by Olivia Forsythe. Low to the net. Nice dig there by Meat. Pass to Paul from Ewing. Gets it over. James digs back row. Dodgeville back to the front. Shot over by Garthwaite. Nope. Hornets get the dig back to Weiss. Her hit into the net. And it's a tie contest here in the opener. We have cruised along without a timeout here in this one. Been very close. The Hornets' lead has been at 3 a couple of times. And now we are tied. Here's the serve. Fielded by Ewing. Kyle throw back to the middle. Dumped over by Paul. Played now by James. Dodgell goes left. Here's Forsyth. Over at Doug there in the back row by Meaden. Back row attack, shot over by the play of Ewing. Back to the right side for Dodgeville, and down it goes for Garthwaite. And Dodgeville takes the lead. 19-18, Ava Garthwaite with the charge into one. Dodgeville kind of getting back on track. The Hornets had him on their heels a little bit. I'm going to try to regain some of that momentum. Here's the whistle and the approach by Olivia Forsyth. Dug by Paul, now Cosgrove, and bumped over by Darling. James in the back row, Dodgeville set, shot over. That one is out by Caitlin Esch. The right side missed, and it's back to even. 19 apiece in the opener. Hornets rotate around. Lily Kendrick back in the front row. Here's the serve by Meaden, and the set by Dodgeville. They'll get a shot at it, and down it goes. Ava Garthwaite. Running hit on the set by Esch. That makes it 20-19 in favor of the Dodgers. Back in front. Garthwaite having a big night here tonight. Dominant in the conference a year ago. There's the serve. Diving dig. Nice play by Meaden. Pushed over by Cosgrove. Dodgeville tries it from the right side. Driven over by Esch. Dug by Meaden. Back to Cosgrove. And now punched over by Paul. Left side Dodgeville. James sets it. And now a shot. Over by Forsyth and tipped by the Hornets as it goes out of bounds. That'll make it 21-19, and Jamie Johnson uses a timeout. Dodgeville by 2 for the first time in a while. You're listening to Area Volleyball tonight, WRCO at WRCO.com.
Hey, Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs.
We look forward to serving you.
For quality auto and light truck repair, turn to Cornerstone Service. Whether your vehicle needs maintenance like an oil change, brakes or tires, or diagnostics for a complex issue, Cornerstone is ready to help. JW Ewing and the team continuously invest in ongoing education and training to stay ahead of the ever-changing automotive industry. Cornerstone combines knowledge with the latest in diagnostic technology. Located on the Sextonville Road, Richland Center, Cornerstone Service is your source for honest professional care every time. Call 649-2000.
Hornets with a pass to the right side, and Dodgeville gets it down on the hit by Garthwaite, and we're back and rolling here. Now 22-19, Dodgeville, I checked that they had not led by 2, and now they've not led by 3 either as they take a lead down the stretch of this one. There's the serve. Punched back by Darling. Dodgeville tries again. Then right side S shot. Blocked by the Hornets. Down it goes. Falls, and Kendrick up on that one, blocking it down for the Hornets, and they're within 2. 22-20. Dodgeville in the lead. Serving will be junior Danica Paul. Nice one. Line drive played by Dodgeville. Right side, he'll take it over. Free ball back by Meaden. Back to Dodgeville. Here's a middle shot over the top that time by Weigel. Nothing. The Hornets are going to work it left side. Ewing down with a left hand. And the Hornets are within 1. 22-21. Zole Ewing. The teamwork all around for the Hornets. And serving again, Danica Falls. Hornets try to tie it up in the opener. No, it's a net serve, and Dodgeville takes a 2-point lead again. 23-21. Serving will be the libero player, Vanessa James. Vanessa gets the whistle, and here's the serve. Fielded now by Meat. Back to Darling. Ewing gets it over. Back row, Dodgeville working it to the front right. Shot over the top that time. And nice play by Esch. Ball to the right side for the Hornets. Kendrick drives it over. Dodgeville tries again. Pass left side. Forsyth. Finally, nice play. Oh, what a dig there by Meaden. Kept live as Kendrick gets it over. Back to Dodgeville in the middle. He'll drive it over. Dug by Falls. Back row. Ewing sets it. Meaden drives it. Right side Dodge Hill, good big four side. Left side pass, Riley will drive it over, and a lift is called on the Hornets. Or is it? No, it's a net play. Net is still wobbling a little bit, and it's game point for the Dodgers. They lead it 24-21, and I believe the Hornets will use a timeout. We'll keep it here for this one. Action tonight, sponsored by WRCO. Sports Boosters, and be listening for the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update as well. We round out the week with lots of busy stuff. Week number three of high school football tomorrow night. Dodgeville is home against River Valley. Richland Center is on the road at Prairie du Chien as the Southwest Conference gets underway. Earlier tonight, a 2-1 win for Dodgeville over Richland Center in area JV volleyball. And Dodge Point winning in soccer over Richland Center varsity 1-0. That is the final. They played the varsity early tonight. Most varsity matches this year in soccer will be at 7, but evidently switched them around here at Dodgeville tonight. Back to action. Dodgeville has game point. Vanessa James will do the serving. Hornets in serve, receive mode, trying to keep it alive. Everybody in place. Here's the whistle. And James with the approach. And it's a net serve. Hornets still in the ballgame. 24-22. Richland Center within one. Maddie Huber back in the front row for Richland Center. And serving will be Chloe Darling. Chloe trying to keep it alive for the Hornets. Steps up, and there's a shot to James, and she can't play it in the back row. The Hornets are within one. 24-23 as Darling keeps it going. Her second ace, the team's third here in the opening set. The whistle, now Chloe Darling with the approach. Here's the serve, fielded by the Dodgers, set now by Garthwaite in the middle, driving it over. Nice hit by Weagle, nice dig by the Hornets, kept live. Meaden, left side and over by Paul. Here's the set for Dodgeville for the win. Out of bounds, and we're tied. Lily Weagle going for the line and missed it. We're back to even, and now Dodgeville wants a timeout. 24-24. Dodgeville looked to be rolling and getting out of here as they had game point at 24-21. Following the timeout, the Hornets scored three in a row, and we have another timeout. Both teams now will have to battle for 2 points in a row to log the victory here in this Southwest Conference opening set tonight at Dodgeville High School. Thanks to Joey Martin and the gang here at Dodgeville, always with good hospitality, although I did get my steps in tonight. Well, there are two varsity events, and that means three levels of volleyball, two levels of soccer. Parking is quite a premium around here. Even when you get here early, I got here at 5:30, and yeah, I got my steps in. But not saying I don't need it. I did buy my new little red wagon so I could pull my stuff instead of having to carry it that far, so that does help a little bit, but still. Right now, 24-24 after the timeout. There's the serve by Meaden. Ball is going to be dug by Dodgeville back row. Forsyth sets it left side. Rahm drives it over. Hornets hit the dig. That is Ewing back to Meaden. And now Huber long on the hit toward the back row. And Dodgeville takes the lead. 25-24. Dodgeville by one here in the opener. And needing a point to win it. Here's Forsyth. Drives it. Back row falls. Dal Darling. Shot by Ewing. Over the top. Got it. Down. They're going to ask whether it was tipped or not. Now they're going to call in the back judge. It looked like Dodgeville went in for a block attempt and blocked it and went out of bounds. That's what it appeared from this side. There was no movement of it. Well, they're going to say that it's a point for Dodgeville, and that would be game over. Oh, the officials, Jamie Johnson, is going to ask about it, but I don't believe it's going to stand. He's asking to see whether they can reserve here, go back to even. No, I don't think they're going to win that that battle. Yeah, it really looked like the hit by the Hornets was blocked by Dodgeville and went out of bounds. But they're saying there was no touch, and that'll do it. 26-24. The final, Dodgeville gets the win in the opener. Teams will switch sides. Set number two is coming up next from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Hello, friends. Mark Philback here from the Philback Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the Lifetime Powertrain Warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Bosqueville, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philback.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philback Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philback Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
Dr. Terry Moen and his staff encourage the youth of Southwest Wisconsin to work hard and excel in sports as well as in the classroom. Positive participation in sports is one part of a sound educational foundation to build on for a successful future. Dr. Terry Moen, 784 North Cedar Street in Richland Center, is a proud member of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club. For an appointment, call 647-3222. From buying your first car to enjoying your retirement, Rural Mutual Insurance agents are like family, and they are there for you every step of the way. With a full line of insurance products exclusively designed for Wisconsin, you can trust Rural Mutual to protect what matters most to you. Discounts are available for bundling home and auto. For a free quote, call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 or just stop by 177 East Mill Street, Richland Center.
WRCO. Set number two is underway as the teams get it going. There's the serve by Dodgeville. Hornets set it. Shot by Tidrick down, and the Hornets lead 1-0. Lily Tidrick with the kill. In the opener, 7 kills for Ava Garthwaite, leading Dodgeville. The Hornets had 4 kills from Sola Ewing, 2 aces from Chloe Darling, an ace from Carly Meaton, 2 kills from Ella Weiss. Here's the serve by Pauls, and that one is down. Hornets go up 2-0 on the ace. And Richland Center will try to keep on a roll. They had a 3-point lead at one point a couple of times, and Dodgeville only led by 1 until late in the contest. Net serve, and Dodgeville is going to put it in play on the other side now. They're on the board, 2-1. Both teams had a handful of service errors and violations in the opener. Served by James. Pauls near side. Beaton sets it up. Tidrick drives it. Blocked by Dodgeville. Kept live. Nice save by Costco. Pushed over by Ewing. Here goes James. Pushes it right side and trying to get it around the antenna. She cannot. Riley Forsythe trying in vain to get it around the official and the antenna, and the ball drops in, and the Hornets lead 3-1. So serving will be Carly Meaton. Meaton fires this one toward the left side. Forsythe with the dig. Pass right side. Brom drives it over. Dug by Meaton. There's Huber passing left side. Ewing drives it over, taking the angle. Now Dodgeville sets it right side. They'll drive it down the line. Nice dig there by Darling. Ball pushed left side. Ewing going for the line and missed out of bounds. It'll belong to the Dodgers now in the serve. They're within one. It is 3-2. Serving is Riley Forsythe. Riley pulls it. Back row meet. Now Darling sets it right side. Shot by Kidrick. Left side for Garthwaite. Back to the middle. Set by James. Punched over by Brom. Here's a set left side for Ewing. Going for the kill. Got it. Hornets lead 4-2. Ewing getting into the act. Nice. Teamwork by Richland Center. And Lily Tiedrich will serve. There's the approach. And this one dug right side by Dodgeville. Pass. They're going for the shot from the right side. And down it goes for Olivia Forsythe. That makes it 4-3. Forsythe sisters played a big role as they did last year. Olivia with the approach. Here's the serve. Net serve. Gives it right back to the Hornets. And that makes it 5-3. Sola Ewing will serve. The first one was certainly a nail-biter all the way. Here's a serve by the Hornets. And it's going to be kept live. Bob gets it over. Ball to the right side. Punched over by Meade. Pushed back by Dodgeville. Hornets get it over. Weiss got it to the right side. Dodgeville tries again with a left side shot. Wide and out of bounds by Forsythe. And the Hornets lead 6-3. Dole Ewing driving it. Right side. Dug by Dodgeville. They'll set it. And there's a kill attempt by Olivia Forsythe. Meade, Darling. And then Paul drives it. And it is just a bit long out of bounds. 6-4 score. Here it's set number two. Dodgeville will serve. Kayla Brom. She is a senior. And here's the serve by Dodgeville. Hubert, right side. There is a pass by Ewing. Weiss trying to get it through the block and could not. Hit the net. That makes it a one-point set. 6-5. They'll roll the ball back to Kayla Brom. Dodgeville will serve again, trying to tie it up in the second. Kayla with a serve. Fielded by Ewing. There's Meaden. Left side falls. Takes the angle. Dug by Dodgeville. They'll set it right. There's a drive through the wall. And down it goes for number three, Olivia Forsythe. And we are tied. Two kills in the second for Olivia. And timeout for the ball to be retrieved. All right. We're ready. Dodgeville trying to take the lead in the second. Which should be the first time. Here's the serve. Fielded down left side by the Hornets. Falls, dumps it in. Nice play. That one hit the net, walked over the top for Danica. That makes it 7-6. Hornets. Center playing very competitive here against the defending conference champs. Serving is Cosgrove. This one fielded by James. Dodgeville pushes it and drives it down. Garthwaite on the pass from James, and we are tied at 7. Eva Garthwaite adding to her kill resume tonight. Dodgeville again serving, trying to break the tie. Here's the serve. That was long, out of bounds. Both teams trying to get the feel of the serve down tonight, and the Hornets are back in front, 8-7 in the second. Serving is Carly Mead. Carly with the approach, and there's the serve. Dug by Dodgeville in the back row. They work it quickly to the front, and they'll get a jump down there by number two, Ava Garthwaite. There she is again, and we are tied. 8 apiece. Former River Valley coach Lisa Relke here tonight. Watching it. She's got some relatives on the Dodgeville side. There's the serve by Dodgeville. Net serve. Hornets lead again by a score of 9-8. Dodgeville mistake-prone, and the Hornets trying to take advantage. Danica Pauls gets the whistle. Here's the serve. Fielded by the Dodgers. There's a quick set. They'll dump it over on the hit by Weigel. Now left side pass. Ewing down the line. Got it in. Hornets take a lead at 10-8. Dole Ewing gets the kill. That's her second in the second set. And Danica Pauls back to serve again. Fires this one right side. Kept live by Olivia Forsythe. Pass to the right side. Driving it is going to be Riley Forsythe. And the Hornets are called for a lift on the return trip. That'll make it a 10-9 ball game in the second. Boy, both of these sets have just been dragging along. Nobody could get a huge lead. Join the evenly matched here team. There's a big try by Meaden. Now it hits the net. The Hornets can't play the carom, and Dodgeville has tied it up. 10-10. Vanessa James, the Dodgeville libero player, will serve again. Looking for the Dodgers to take the lead. Ewing gets the dig. Meaden slaps it over and down on hit number two. Dodgeville just cannot take the lead, and the Hornets will not give it up. We've been tied a few times, and the Hornets have scored each time in the second. So Darling getting in on the act, and now she is back to serve. Chloe Darling and the Hornets leading by one, 11-10. Here's the serve, cut up by the Dodgers. Quick set, over, long and out of bounds, and the Hornets take the lead by two. 12-10 here in the second. Chloe Darling gets the whistle. Throws it a couple of times, and here's the serve. On the line, it is just out of bounds. Just missed the line by an inch or so. The back judge determining that. That'll make it 12-11, and the Dodgers are within a point. Riley Forsythe with the serve. Hubert trying to get a dig. Pass left side, no. Hornets didn't get a lot of elevation on it, and we're tied again at 12. Midway point of the second set. Dodgeville won the opener 26-24. Serving will be Riley Forsythe. Riley with the approach. Floats this one back row. Dug there by Meaden. Darling to Ewing. Soleil drives it back row for the Dodgers. They'll set it. Now James bumps it over. Here's Darling to Huber. She'll knuckle it over. Dodgeville takes the time. Right side Rahm. Rainbows this one over. Dug by Huber. There's Darling. Punched over. And it is in for the Hornets on a hit by Lily Diedrich. Ball dropping on the line. That'll make it 13-12. And back to serve is Lily Diedrich. Hornets by one. This one dug by Dodgeville. They'll set it right side. Knuckled over by the Dodgers. Darling, Hubert, and now Ewing through the block. No, blocked by Dodgeville, and now it goes. And we are tied again at 13. Boy, I'm just not quick enough to keep tabs on this, how many times we've been tied tonight in the first two sets. Ball goes left side. Here's Ewing. Back to Meaden. Now punched over by Darling. Dodgeville tries again. Back to the net. Driving it over and down. Ava Garkley. 90-mile-an-hour fastball on that hit, and that makes it a lead for the Dodgers, 14-13. They had not led here in this one only. Let's see. No, we've been tied every time. Their first lead. Ball left side for the Hornets on the return trip. Huber back to James. Front row. Now Weigel gets it over for the Dodgers. Here's Darling. Ewing down the line. Yes. Dole Ewing got up and down. 14-14. Tell you what, I don't know if you'll find a taller player at 5'5 than Soleil Ewing. Plays like she's about 6'3. Pass goes left side for Dodgeville, and now the ball right side blocked by Weiss. Back to Dodgeville. He'll try again. Bumped over by Forsythe. Here is the set, and Weiss takes it down. Huber with a set for Ella Weiss, and the Hornets take a lead. 15-14. Ball is going to be retrieved. Where did it go? And they're waiting for the ball. It rolled over the bleachers. All right. There it is. Hornets leading 15-14 again, showing some progress here in the second game. They're hanging with the defending conference champs. Soleil Ewing with the serve. Fielded back row by Garthwaite. Quick set. Garthwaite gets it back, drives it in. The Hornets chipped it on the way by, didn't they? Let's see. Line judge says yes. So we are tied at 15. Serving is Caleb Rahm for the Dodgers. Both teams similar colors. Dodgeville in the white uniforms and the Hornets in the orange uniforms. But they are black and orange. Shot was out by Weiss. Dodgeville fields it. Rahm left side, Forsythe over on hit number two. Ewing and then Meaden. And then Weiss into the net. Tried to get it through the block and could not. And the Dodgers lead 16-15 in the second. Caleb Rahm gets the nameplate on the back row. Will serve again. We're ready to roll. There's the serve. And that one is going to be just out of bounds. So Leigh Ewing will let it go, and the ball lands at an inch past the line. Nerves of steel, 16-16. Our score, Dodgeville and Richland Center tied in the second set. Ava Cosgrove in to serve. Drives in right side, dug by Forsythe. Back to the middle, punched over by Garthwaite. Dug now by Meaden. Right side, Cosgrove, and driven over by Darling. Dodgeville works it back row. Miscommunication and drops in. Nobody called that one, and the Hornets lead 17-16. Ava Cosgrove will serve again. Hornets senior setter and serve or back row specialist. Here's the serve. Fired to James in the back row for Dodgeville. Quick set for the Dodgers, driving it over and out of bounds is Ava Garthwaite. And the Hornets go up by two, 18-16. Timeout Dodgeville. They won the opener, 26-24, and the Hornets lead 18-16 in the second. A WRCO at WRCO.com.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate, 647-6145.
Welcome back to Dodgeville. The Hornets with a serve. That one driven over by Garthwaite. Back to the Hornets. Try it again. Meaden drives it over to the back row. The Dodgers left side for Garthwaite. Takes it down the line. Nice dig, Meaden. There's Cosgrove setting it up. Paul takes it over with a left hand. Dodgeville from the back row. Driving it over by Riley Forsythe. There's Ewing. Now the set for Weiss drives it over. Free ball back by Lily Weigel. Dodgers get it back from Weiss. Here's the set in the middle. Shot by the Dodgers. That one finally goes down on a big hit by Ava Garthwaite. Now that was a volley. 18-17. Ava Garthwaite with the kill. And serving will be Olivia Forsythe for the Dodgers. Fires it back row. And the Hornets tipped it. Meaden was thinking about letting it go and then waited almost too long. Tipton trying to return it. That'll make it a tie ball game at 18. So 18 apiece in the second set. Dodgeville won the opener, 26-24. And again, Olivia Forsythe will serve. Fires it back row. There's Ewing. Cosgrove gets it over on number two. Dodgeville a little confused, but now they'll fire it over. Weigel got the hit. Here's Cosgrove, left side, Pauls down the line, and it is out of bounds. Danica Pauls shot the line and missed, but Dodgeville takes the lead. 19-18, this is about the place where they took the lead in the first game and did not give it back. That is a long serve, and we're back to even. Dodgeville gives a point right back to Richland Center, side out, Hornets. Carly Meaden will serve. Carly awaits the whistle. And here's the run-up and the serve. Cut off by Garthwaite. Gets it back to the middle of the court. Riley Forsythe. James drives it. Blocked by Weiss. Back to Dodgeville. They'll pump it over to the back row. Meaden. Cosgrove sets it left. Paul's down the line. One-hand save by James. Back row. Dodgeville drives it over. Here's Meaden. Cosgrove drives it over. Set by Dodgeville. And I think the Hornets are called for being under the net. And we have an injury, looks like. Cosgrove here. Yeah. Turned her ankle as she went trying to get to the floor. Now will limp off the floor, and the Hornets are going to have to go to the bench. Rainey Walsh will return, and Cosgrove, you'll see the trainer there. Got a little bit of a turn on the ankle, I would guess. So Coach Ashland over there to check on her. And again, Walsh back in the front row for the substitution. We are tied at 19. So because of the injury, they did not call her for being over the line. They're going to reserve, which is a fair thing to do. Tied at 19 in the second set. Here goes Carly Meaden with the serve. Dives it back row. Failed it there by Olivia Forsyth. Dodgeville in the middle. Garthway, you won't touch that one. Down it goes, and Dodgeville leads 20-19. Ava Garthway getting the action. She's been a little bit quiet lately, but still, I say that. I think she's got like four kills in the set. Here goes the serve by Phil, leading by one. There's a net serve, and we're back to even. 20-20. Dodgers failed to take advantage of the side out, and now the Hornets will get their turn. Danica Falls will serve for Richland Center. Here's the approach. Danica with a serve, and it is fielded by Dodgeville. It can't get it over on hit number three, and the Hornets lead. 21-20, Richland Center. Within four of going out down the stretch in set number two. Here's the whistle, and Falls with a serve. Fires it back low, and it is down. That's an ace. Hornets lead 22-20. The moment of this one right there. Danica Falls with the ace. Hornets lead by two. They're within three of going out. Here's the approach. And Falls with a serve. Cut off by the Dodgers. James works it back in the middle. Weigel dumps it over. Fielded now by Walsh. Back to the near side. And down the line. It is in. On the hit by Sole Ewing. And Dodgeville wants a timeout. 23-20. Our score here at Dodgeville. Brand new, or well, it's a couple of years old. Facility, 23-20. The Hornets in the lead. Playing well here, trying to even up things in this early season battle. Southwest Conference team that won it last year, Dodgeville, and maybe Johnson said coming in that maybe this is the time to play them. Maybe this is the time to kind of see where you're at. And Dodgeville, the Hornets have forced it, but Dodgeville's also made a share of mistakes here in the first two sets. And the Hornets have been able to take advantage. Now, Richland Center has got all the momentum coming back their way. Dodgeville in the first set led 24-21, and the Hornets scored three in a row to come back and tie it. So now Dodgeville needing to try and get on a bit of a roll here as we get towards the end of the second set. Danica Pauls will serve after the Dodgeville timeout. Dodgeville in serve-receive mode. And Danica gets the whistle. Here's the run-up and the serve. Fielded there in the back row by Olivia Forsyth. Back row attack. James drives it over. Meaden. Backside. There's Wall setting it up. Shot by Ewing over the top. Fielded now by the Dodgers. Garthwaite passes right. Down the line. Down for Riley Forsyth. And Dodgeville is within two. 23-21. Riley Forsyth with the kill. Vanessa James will serve for the Dodgers. 23-21, Richland Center. Serve cut off by Ewing. Beaton gives it right back to Rissolet. Takes it down the line, and it is a lift called on the Hornets. Maybe Johnson trying to get an explanation. And a lift call that gives the Dodgers a point, and that makes it 23-22. They'll send the captain, Carly Meaden. Captains are allowed to talk to the official to get an explanation. Ball will stand, 23-22, Richland Center. Here's the approach by James, fielded by the near side. Ewing, back to Meaden. Knuckled over, down it goes by Kinrick, and the Hornets have game point. 24-22, Lily Kinrick gets the kill, and the Hornets will serve. Chloe Darling will do the honors. Here's the approach, Hornets at game point. Back row cut up by Dodgeville. They'll work it back to the middle. Knuckle over that side by James. Right side, it's Darling. And now Falls pushes it over. Cut off by Garthwaite. Right side, Dodgers. Down the line, cut off by Meaden. Backside, Ewing drives it over. James pushes it. Right side, Dodgeville. Down the line, cut off by Meaden. Darling, right side, Ewing for the win. Down the line, no. Played by James. Set right side. Confusion. Dodgeville gets it over. Fielded to the right side by Meaden. Back to the middle. Kendrick gets it over for the Hornets. Set again by Garthwaite for the kill. Dodgeville into the net, and the Hornets win. 25-22, Richland Center is even things up here in the second set. Boy, they held their own, and the Hornets or have one against the Dodgers here on the opening night of the conference season. Best of five, though, we're back to even. Brand new ball game. Coming up, more about Dodge Hill and Richland Center Volleyball. The Dairyland Transportation update is next as well on WRCO at WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
The Richland Center football team gets set to open up conference play at Prairie du Chien on Friday night. Last week, they took on a very tough Potosi Cassville team. And here is Coach Andrew Troxell.
You know, I think the speed of the game kind of took our kids a little bit off guard. Because when we take a look at the grades, you know, when we grade kids out after every single game, you know, the first quarter was rough for us, you know, but then our kids kind of settled in. And they started to communicate. They started to go back on how we've coached them, right, to execute scheme. And they got better, you know. And so what we saw later on, it was just some silly mistakes, you know, and things like that. But for the most part, once they calmed down, they got into their own rhythm, played their style of football, we were able to capitalize offensively and defensively, you know, against them. You know, and I think you put up 20 against a team like that, right, you better hold on to that ball. Because there's not a lot of people that are going to put up points like that against a team like Potosi Cassville.
Richland Center coach Andrew Troxell, his team is at Prairie du Chien during the third weekend of the season. That game kicks off at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. That's it for tonight's Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. I'm Phil Nee.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Proud to be a part of our local community, City Utilities of Richland Center supports area youth. The dedicated local people of City Utilities provide the best service at the lowest possible cost to water, wastewater, and electric customers. As a member owner of WPPI Energy, City Utilities is helping our community grow into the 21st century. Richland Center, a public utilities community since 1880.
Welcome back to Dodge Hill in that second set, a win for Richland Center, led by two aces from Danica Falls. Couple of kills for Lillian Tidrick, and also Danica Falls comes through with a total of four kills for Richland Center. So some action that went pretty well for Richland Center during the night here in this second set. And they held off Dodge Hill. Dodge Hill led by Ava Garthwaite with three kills. Olivia Forsyth with two. Here is set three. Horan serve it. Ball fielded by Garthwaite on the near side. They'll push it. Left side shot by Riley Forsyth. It's out of bounds. Hornets lead 1-0 here in the third. Serving will be number 14, Carly Meaden. Carly gets the whistle. Hornets have had probably more leads on the night than Dodge Hill. There's another ace. 2-0 to score. Carly Meaden drops in the ace. The longer the Hornets hang around here, the more they believe. That's what happens. Going to try to keep it going here in the third. There's the serve. Going to be fielded by Dodgeville. Left side. Shot is over the top by Forsyth. Diving dig by Meaden. Back to the right side. Walsh. And now punched over by Darling. Dodgeville works it. Left side. Shot is over. And that is down for Riley Forsyth. Forsyth gets the kill. And the Dodgers are on the board. So the Dodgers will serve. Even at one here in the best of five. Ava Garthwaite with a run-up. There's the serve. One hand saved by Ewing. That's not enough. On the back row, it's going to drop in. That'll make it a 2-2 ball game. Give an ace to Ava Garthwaite. Hornets